Hey guys, welcome to our podcast for our episode of the Jeanette and Jay John Show, which aired on the 20th of March 2017. Don't forget, if you do like what you hear, we really hope that you can rate and review our podcasts. Subscribe to our feed on iTunes, it's nice and easy. And share them with your friends, because the more that people know about our podcasts, you know, the better interviews we get with musicians such as Yo, who is on our program tonight. Now, we're going to play part of that interview on our podcast tonight, but then do make sure you keep an eye out on our feed for the full interview with Yo, which should be coming up shortly after our show. So I hope you enjoy that. I hope you enjoy the podcast. And yeah, don't forget, if there's anything that you'd like to share about our podcast or what we're doing on our Asian Pop Radio radio station, any of the platforms really, you can message us via Facebook, Asian Pop Radio. So fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. You can tweet us at Asian Pop Radio, or head to AsianPopRadio.com and send us an email.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up.
Asian wide hits.
We are so happy to have you back this week. It's fantastic.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio.
Of course you would do that. I knew you were going to turn on the button.
Well, the song was playing. It was time to turn the mics on.
You could turn back tall.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
How's your health? Everyone was worried sick about you. You were in hospital. What was going on?
I actually wasn't.
You were in hospital.
I wasn't.
Added effect for radio.
I was in a hospital in Switzerland.
What happened?
Had a hiking incident.
A hiking incident?
Yeah, I was at Mount Fuji, so I fell down the hike.
You were mounting who?
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah, but are you okay now?
Yeah.
I assumed you had some hideous rash or something and you didn't want to be seen in public.
Oh, no, I did.
Yeah?
It was on my neck.
On your neck?
Yeah.
Right, from that wild ivy stuff.
Or chicken, I don't know.
Did you eat chicken again?
I accidentally did.
Is that what happened?
Oh, no. Another medical thing happened.
I'm getting mixed messages.
There are two medical issues with me.
Right.
Last week.
Okay. Good.
It will not be disclosed due to everyone's very delicate ears.
Okay. Wow. I'm going to leave you with that visual and welcome also Robert, who's in the studio. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Jace.
The man that filled in for you last week, did you get a chance to hear Robert's handywork?
It was really great.
Yeah.
Terrible. You know what? You should take my job.
Absolutely not.
You know, if we're...
Absolutely not.
I get it. Jason's really hard to handle sometimes.
I am very hard to work with.
So the tracks for today.
No, Jay. Seriously.
Fine. I've got to go to the toilet.
Wow.
I'll be back in a second.
No, we had a week where pretty much nothing worked, but I think we recovered. Robert was very helpful. I think we should talk about the songs that are going to be on the show this week.
What songs will
Robert,
be on the
song? Robert, would you like to tell us what everyone's chosen?
What songs will be on the songs?
What everyone's chosen? Well, we've got some J-pop, some K-pop.
You'd hope we'd have some Asian-wide hits on our show.
Oh, absolutely. And a recent release as well from Tabitha Norsa as well.
Tabitha?
Yeah.
Norsa?
Absolutely.
Is
it bulletproof?
That it is. Good guess.
From
How
Singapore.
Did you know?
From Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and we've also got, we've got a local friend of ours coming in later today, and we've got some of his tracks as well.
Yes, we're going to be speaking to Yo, which we are excited to inform you of right now.
So exciting.
Yeah, because he's really cool. Like, I don't know if you guys have checked him out. I mean, in the background.
Oh, I've checked him out. Trust me, it got awkward.
keep listening to Asian Pop Radio. Keep listening to the Jeanette and Jay John Show, because you don't want to go anywhere. But open up a YouTube page. Yeah, open up a page, YouTube. Go to YouTube and search for Yo, Like a Version. I nearly said Virgin.
Like Triple J,
a
Version.
Yeah, because he was on Like a Version. He did a cover on there, and it went gangbusters. He got a lot of views.
He did a couple, actually. Gangbusters.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty amazing. He's got lots of interesting content on there. So, yeah, do check him out, but do keep listening because he's coming up.
And to our next track of the day.
IOI. What a man.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a man. what a mighty good man.
Yeah, that one.
Yes, he is.
Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah, he should produce me. No, I'm kidding. His poor ears. They will bleed.
That was IOI with What a Man. What a man. Oh, not what a man. What a man. On the Janae and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio. You know who's a man?
The news update. Oh, by the way, I brought twisties.
Great. This is the Janette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and we are excited, honoured, ecstatic. What other words, Janette?
Happy.
Happy to have Yo in the studio with us. How are you going, Yo?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good. It's just fantastic to have you in the studio with us today. For those unaware of your work, how would you describe your style and your genre?
I guess it's like rough electronic pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I would describe it. Yeah.
Did you at some stage sit down and think, what am I going to do with my life? I'm going to get into electropop. Or was it something that just kind of eventuated?
It just kind of eventuated. It was a very natural process.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I've just never had money. So that's why that's the rough part. That's like why it's rough, because it's lo-fi.
Yeah.
But
we can understand that.
Yeah.
Music seems to cost money before it makes money, right?
That's right. That's right.
Who initially got you thinking about music? Was there any influences, like perhaps through family avenues or perhaps a friend, or did you just go out and find it for yourself?
I think when I was 7 years old, I guess my dad has been musical but never taken it seriously. He can sing quite well, and that's kind of it. But in school, I guess I wasn't very popular, so I got into like hip hop.
Yeah,
and
became popular.
I just really got into music, like
right.
Hip hop and heavy metal were like my first two.
So when you say you weren't popular at school, you meant that you
had a lot of time to spend alone,
just listening.
Yeah.
So what kind of hip hop were you listening to?
Actually, it's really funny. One of the big albums was the Marshall Mathers LP.
Right.
By Eminem.
Yeah, always a good one.
I think everyone was kind of introduced to hip hop that way.
But aside from that, like Wu-Tang was big, and Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
All the homies.
So how do you think your style has changed over the years? Has it matured, or do you think it's going in a different way?
I'm definitely learning a lot about production every year that goes past. I guess just because new music keeps coming out and I keep trying to copy it, shamelessly. That's kind of the way I learn. And you hear like sounds or production techniques and you're like, oh yeah, I guess I could figure out how to do that, and it sounds really sweet. So yeah, I think it's definitely evolved. I don't know how much of the backstory you know, but there was one stage in my career where I released a country folk album.
Oh wow, didn't see that.
Still available.
But yeah. I mean, everyone does that in their music career. Maybe a bit country today, and then just release a whole album and just went.
So I decide my outfit in the morning. Maybe a bit country today.
I was a bit country.
The snake boots or the hat.
I was a bit country this morning. I don't know how it happened, but I was preparing for Asian Pop Radio stuff, and then all of a sudden I just had a feeling that I wanted to listen to some Paul Kelly, and then I listened to In the City, which
that's
I really
totally
love. And then before I knew it was like Slim Dusty was playing, and I was like, wow, this is a bit different. But
spiraling in the country.
Country music for me is not the kind of thing I would go out of my way to listen to, but when it comes on, it's really quite enjoyable just to sit back and take it all in.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
No, you're not a fan.
Really relaxing to listen to.
She's out.
Really relaxing.
Who were some of your music influences then? Are there any other artists that have really inspired you to keep going with it?
That's a very broad question.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of music. What I really listen to is a lot of R&B and soul music. And lately, relative to this show, K-pop has been like pretty high on my radar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just the last couple of years, which is great.
Who do you like?
I'm a big fan of Dean. I know everyone loves Dean, but...
Yeah.
but like he's kind of got it together, and he's, you know, he's keeping it low key but not at the same time.
Yeah,
he's
he really went like on a different path with his music, right?
Totally. But you know, like Jay Park is great. He can do everything, and I admire him because he like built his career from the ground up. Like started with nothing, did it all himself, and you know.
That's well, he's coming back again in July, I believe.
Yes, yeah. To Sydney.
Yeah, we'll have to take Sydney a trip only? Up to Sydney again.
Is that sold out yet?
Oh, tickets aren't on sale
well,
yet.
Well, it's more of a hip hop event, isn't it? Yeah. So Loco.
Loco's coming.
Yeah.
Zionti as well.
You might all have the to, big names.
You might have to weasel your way into that.
I hope my I ordered a long sleeve tee at Follow the Movement one like 2 days ago.
Oh wow.
When they just released the international store. So hopefully it gets here in time.
You need to get your manager onto these people. You need to be their part of the lineup.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So have you actually had a chance to meet any of your idols? Perhaps any K-pop artists or more broadly?
I've met Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
You should be more excited about that. If I met Stevie Wonder, I'd be crying, but
you guys, you know, he's not a K-pop artist though.
You guys know the drill with meeting your heroes. It can go one of two ways. It's like either awesome because they're great, or they're so overworked and been so busy and they've met like a billion people that same day that they don't really want to engage with you.
So that was your experience?
That was Stevie. Yeah. Another one of my idols, I hope she doesn't hear this podcast, but I'm a massive fan. Do you guys know an artist called Maribel? She's based here in Melbourne.
Yeah, we actually had her in the studio.
Oh, you had her in the studio. Okay.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to DM her now.
Sweet.
Make sure
don't.
Listen to our show.
I'm like obsessed with her. I mean, she doesn't know that. Like we've now been in the studio together and hung out a couple of times.
Right.
And she's like the opposite. She's like real sweet and really nice.
Yeah.
And like great to talk to and helpful with like career stuff. And
yeah, definitely. Because she just used to like sing covers and that. But now she's like worked up to like producing her own music. And I think she started her own label
She's got her own label.
She's amazing. And she's quite young. So just done so much.
And she was the opener for Catronata here in Melbourne as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, look, that's our homegirl.
Wow. See, I was just excited she was a Dandy Girl and we talked about that in our market.
Oh my God, you would.
Back.
You would.
Yeah.
Did you work with her on any of her last releases?
No.
Or Override?
Wasn't lucky enough for that. She's, I mean, you know, I'm small fry compared to some of the producers she's working with. So,
you've got to work on those Asian Pop Radio connections. Get something happening.
She just called me in to do a session with a mutual friend of ours. Her name's Mimi, and she's really, really like energetic and talented. And she's just trying to get a collection of songs together.
Yeah.
And went to Maribel for help. And yeah, so we all got pulled in together. And it was a great experience.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, other than her, who else would you like to collaborate with?
You know, I've been listening to a lot of the producers, this duo that's worked with Drake recently, Majid Jordan.
All right.
So they did the song, Just Hold On, We're Coming Home. We're going home.
Amazing.
Never remember.
we're just going to be home.
Yeah. My love. Anyway, they have this thing that they do where they like take really crap sounds and then make them sound good.
Wow.
And like,
gee, imagine what they could do with our show.
I try to do that and I fail. So, you know, when you get your Spotify summary at the end of the year, they were like at the top of my list.
Oh, dang.
Like followed by Rihanna. So, yeah.
Fantastic. So Rihanna,
another
one?
Rihanna's so close.
I'll never meet those two.
She's amazing though. Yeah, I don't think she can do anything wrong. And anytime I'm iffy about any of her releases, it only takes about a week or two before I'm like, oh my God, how was I unsure about this? Like, anything she's done is just so, she's really adventurous.
Yeah,
and that's what I admire about her the most.
She is. But like, I mean, in Asia, you guys know Crush?
Yep.
He's a sick producer.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Like when I heard some of his like earlier SoundCloud stuff that's like more instrumental, but he does sing a bit in it. But he's dope.
Yeah, and incredibly popular at the moment.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Who's the guy? Gray does a lot of production for, I think, like Dean and that whole family.
Oh, yeah.
Which, he's sick. And then there's like Cha Cha Malone. My boy Cha Cha. Every time I hear that, I need a cha cha beat boy. Yeah. I'm just like,
that's all you
I
can
lose
think
it.
Of.
I lose.
Jeanette says it in between every song we do on it.
I drop everything and I'm like, yeah.
Now you've just got me thinking of Jay Park and his hot tub. Not
when don't we think about
exactly,
Jay Park?
Exactly, yeah. How often do you actually just go home after a busy day, dim the lights, relax, and put on your own music and just allow yourself to enjoy it?
My own music?
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Ever.
We have this talk.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's the kind of thing, and we do it the same thing with Asian Pop Radio. We exhaust ourselves with producing things and editing things, and you go home and you don't even listen to what the show is.
Yeah.
Like, you just
you've
don't
heard
get,
it too many times.
Because you're just tired.
I know people who don't watch them, like actors and actresses that don't watch them, their movies.
Like, but it would give you a different kind of like mindset about the music you're making, wouldn't it? Like, if you had a chance to just sit down and enjoy it and hear it from the listener, from the listener's perspective.
I think when I'm working on it, I go into critical mindset.
Right. Yeah.
And it's never like after a day of work or anything like, sometimes it is, but I've still got my critical ears on. It's when all the songs are completely finished and it's, say it's a collection, like an album or an EP. And when they're all done and they're like sitting in a playlist already,
sure,
and you can just chuck it on. As opposed to like right now, my album, the one that I'm working on, is all in different sessions and the MP3s are called stupid names.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they're not in a playlist. So
my
I'm not
whole MacBook right now. You can have a
keyboard mash. Yeah, enter. Yeah, no. So that, it's quite rare that happens where I just go home, sit down and like soak it all in. You do have to give it a complete listen several times before putting something out. So,
but do you perhaps revisit some work, some tracks you've been working on that don't eventuate to a full track, you know, maybe 6 months, 12 months later, and all of a sudden go, I could see what I was trying to do with that, but maybe now I've heard a few different things and I might take it in a different direction?
Yeah, definitely. The last single was like that. Not last year, but the year before, I was in Iceland for 2 months and I wrote like maybe 5 songs while I was there.
Yep.
And then I just sat on one for ages and then I released that song at the end of last year after making a hell of a lot of changes. But it was good because like all that time had passed, and when I listened to it again, I was like, I can see the potential now. I just need to change this and this.
Right.
And then sometimes you need time to pass before you get a fresh take.
Obviously going to Iceland, pretty interesting experience. Is that perhaps the favorite gig thus far, or do you have something that sort of rates a bit higher?
I don't think I've had anything as awesome. it's like, if you're a fan of nature, Iceland is like the best the world has to offer because it's so alien looking. Like,
right,
it doesn't look like pristine. Earth when you're there. Yeah, yeah, pristine, and it's like super low population.
And yeah, actually, we were only talking about Iceland last night. I have no idea how we got onto that conversation over drinks.
Yeah.
But 300,000 people?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize
nothing.
It was so low. Like,
that's
like, the southeast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, amazing.
Right. It's there's no such thing as traffic jams.
Yeah.
Apart from one day of the year when they have a
incredible
big festival in Reykjavik. Yeah. That's like the best place I've been to for, you know, mind expansion.
Yeah.
But I love going to Japan, and I just was in Korea recently as well. And like, I've been to Japan like 5 times now.
Looking for Jay Park.
just like,
are you here?
Just like, just Googling where he might be.
Following on Instagram, yeah, looking at his geotags, exactly. Being like,
he's just walking around a map trying to find SM and YG Entertainment like everyone else.
I really enjoy that side of Asia. Like half of the food, like, because the food's amazing. Yeah. But
does food ever make it into your musical influences?
It did a couple of albums.
You've written
ago.
A few songs about food.
Yeah, I have, and it's cheesy.
Yeah,
like literally.
Get it? Because it's cheesy.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. So like, at some point, maybe this year, early next year, I want to head to South America because Patagonia looks pretty nice and
fantastic. Yeah.
They share like similar seasons to us. So yeah, it'll be quiet during summer, hopefully, and I can go.
Stick around, more coming up from Yo after this. For now, here is his track, Frost, on the Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio. Hey guys, if you want to hear the rest of our interview with Yo, make sure you go to our iTunes podcast feed or to our feed on podomatic.com/Asian Pop Radio. We will be posting the interview with Yo in full on its own, so keep an eye out for it. Don't forget, if you like what you're hearing on our podcast feed, remember to rate and review and subscribe to us on iTunes. And sharing with your friends also helps. Thanks, guys. This is the Jeanette J. John Show on Asian Pop Radio. How are you doing, Jeanette?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Robert? Got you.
You're just making Jeanette. Sure that he's paying attention.
Gonna be on your toes. I'm back.
Yeah. Yeah, keep us all on our toes.
I'll have to keep that in mind.
He's a quiet achiever, that yo.
Yo.
And that's his song name, Quiet Achiever. Good times.
It's so embarrassing. My whole body hurt.
If you do like that song, don't forget you can request it for our top 10 countdown, which happens at 8 p.m. each
night.
Day of the week. Each weekday.
Each
week night.
Because it is played at night.
That is true.
On our end of town.
Yeah. Hey, have you sensed a bit of a theme on the show tonight?
Yes, I have.
Robert's worked on a theme. We've had, obviously, What a Man, IOI.
Yep.
Morning Musume, Jealousy.
Yes.
Tabitha Norza.
Yes.
With Bulletproof.
Yes.
We'll let you know what the theme is at the end if you weren't aware.
If you figure it out,
cookies.
Good for you.
Yeah. We have another track to come. Actually, but yeah, so if you haven't seen, we interviewed this guy a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
The video is on our YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
He was a treat also on our podcast if you want to check that out.
He also gave us a cute treat.
He did. He actually brought a treat in for us.
It was a pineapple, like little...
It was like a pineapple egg tart?
Yeah.
No.
It was a pineapple tart with an egg yolk in it.
That's amazing. It's the best of both worlds. It's like
really
Jeanette
intense.
And J. John.
Or just Jeanette.
Just Jeanette. Ox. But of course, his name is Little Bunny Chew. So do get to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AsianPopRadio. Subscribe, because we're getting lots of cool videos up on our channel now. And of course, you can subscribe to us on iTunes so you don't miss any of our podcasts. So just again, search for Asian Pop Radio.
Yes.
Or download our app for free.
Yep, on
iOS and Android.
Ew.
What?
Who have you become?
What do you mean? What, for getting it right?
Just like search us on iTunes at the App Store.
Just find us on your App Store.
Or Google Play.
Get your app into gear.
I give up. I'm going to get sick again. I feel it.
Here's a Little Bunny Chew Photograph on the Jeanette and J. John Show, Asian Pop Radio. That's it for the Jeanette and Jay John Show.
Oh,
for
what
Monday.
A shame.
Already.
I hate Mondays.
It did go fast.
No, Mondays never go fast for me. They go extra slow.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about what we did over the weekend.
We don't need to.
Was your weekend good?
It was good.
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 Was your weekend good, Robert?
It was good.
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 Everyone's good. Nice to start the week good.
Right, right.
Yeah. Thank you to Yo, who came in to have a chat to us.
Yo.
Great to get to know Yo.
He was fantastic.
He really was. And
it was kind of awkward, though.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to explain why?
We caught the lift together.
But
and
you didn't know it was him.
No. Well, okay, look.
You knew that we had...
He's very photogenic, and then he doesn't look as... I'm scared to say anything and ruin our friendship
what?
That I tried to reestablish.
No, you saw the post that he made about his event on the weekend.
Yeah, and I was like, oh,
and
that's
he looked
yo.
Different to what he did in person, because that's what happens in photographs sometimes.
He looks more handsome in real life.
Yeah, so he's like this handsome guy in the photograph. Too handsome. Don't want to make the assumption that this handsome guy is the other handsome guy.
I got a little bit awkward, and I was like, oh.
All right,
you pressed the button.
Totes weird. Anyway, let's leave it at that. I think.
Let's go to the top eight at date.
Top eight. Top ten at eight. What year is it? It's 2017.
Oh, was that? You were about to say 2009.
I nearly said nine because you told me before you were stalking Yo back to 2009.
Okay, wow. Tell him. Tell everyone, please.
Bye. Bye.